Kelly said the Alpine competition took place in Norway.
The men going to the speed events up in Kvitfjell, Norway, pretty good weekend for the USA. Travis Ganong, who had a very good result in the top 10 at the Olympics in Sochi just a couple of weeks ago, coming through with his first podium, finishing third in the downhill in Kvitfjell, came back the next day to finish fourth in the Super G. Andrew Weibrecht, who'd stunned everyone with a silver medal in the Super G in the Olympics, with a career-best seventh place finish in the Super G. So this was the final speed event before the World Cup finals coming up in 2 weeks in Lenzerheide, Switzerland.
He said it was challenging for the women in Switzerland this past week.
Fog wiping out their event on Saturday at downhill. They canceled the super combined scheduled for Sunday, put the downhill on top of that. Julie Mancuso, 18th, so no one up at the top of that one. In terms of the World Cup finals for the women in downhill, it'll be Julie Mancuso and Stacey Cook qualified, and in the Super G, Mancuso, Cook, and Leanne Smith.
Kelly said the cross-country team bounced back from their performance at the Sochi Winter Games.
You know, it had been a very disappointing Olympics for the cross-country team. They came in with high hopes and unfortunately did not materialize in Sochi. It was back on track, though, in the World Cup. Keegan Randall picking up a win in the freestyle sprint event in Lahti, Finland on Saturday. Sophie Caldwell finishing third. First ever double podium in a World Cup for the women. It had happened twice for the men going back to the 80s. And Sophie Caldwell also becomes the first woman since Keegan Randall to be on a World Cup podium in modern time. A tremendous accomplishment for the women.
The freestyle competition in Japan saw another comeback for an athlete.
Yeah, it was good to see Hannah Carignan back. As everyone recalls, a couple of weeks ago, she'd been very disappointed taking the bronze medal and not the gold in the dual moguls event on Sunday. Actually, the first dual moguls event of the season, Hannah Carney taking the win there for the USA. And a day earlier in the singles event, Bradley Wilson picking up a win, Heather McPhee finishing second.
Finally, there was good and bad news for the women's ski jumpers at Rosnov, Romania.
Jumping site in the nation of Romania. First time the women had competed there, and I don't believe the men have competed there either. Jessica Drone picking up a career best second place finish in the event on Sunday. Unfortunately, training on Friday, Lindsay Van going out with a knee injury to her left knee. She's on her way back home for further evaluation.
Tom Kelly from the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.